GeekyTech's free SEO and marketing jargon guide. Remember back in the day when the extent of your need-to-know marketing terminology consisted of words like buyer and brand positioning? While the principles of marketing have largely stayed the same since the days of old-timey billboards, we've been inundated with new terms, initialisms, and totally made-up sounding words ever since the birth of the internet. So if you're like most of us at GeekyTech, you're probably overwhelmed by all the words or abbreviations. So many abbreviations. You're forced to remember. Why we made this guide? It's not that the internet deities are trying to confuse us, it's that technology moves at a rapid pace and every time a new process, gadget, or system is created, a neologist is hired to invent a new word. And if a neologist isn't available, the inventors of these new systems steal an already existing word, like breadcrumbs, or coin the term by calling it exactly what it is, which is how abbreviations are born, such as SEO. So it makes sense that we're constantly getting blasted with new vocabulary, and it also makes sense that your brain can't possibly remember it all. So we wanted to make something that could be bookmarked or left open during your workday as an easy-peasy tool. How to use this guide. We hope this guide is self-explanatory and that the definitions are easy to understand. As marketers, you probably know or have at least come across all of these terms before. You may just need a little reminding every now and then about what a certain pesky initialism actually stands for. Because there's an assumption of basic marketing knowledge, we intentionally kept the definitions short and sweet and easy to remember.